Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast 2015-2016 season. It's episode one, we're back.
Of course we are.
Hello, it's Tom.
Hello.
Ash.
Ahoy.
And Craig, we're back for the 2015-26 season. It has been a long, long summer.
Long and winding road.
Have we all missed each other?
Yes.
Yeah,
the summer's been filled with, we've had to just put up with Love Island.
Well, yeah. Some of you have, some of us
have. I haven't.
But the football is back. We should reveal now. Tom secretly watched Love Island.
I did, actually, yeah. And I revealed it to my wife, and it was very rocky for a while. She almost divorced me. So this, you're not the man I married.
And Tom and I will have a Love Island podcast coming soon at some point.
Where we actually make love on an island as well, which is...
Nothing to do with the show.
No.
We do. But we are back for the 2015-2016 season. The Gaffer Tapes is back. We know you've probably missed us or haven't. I don't know. Have you been watching some of the terrible football on the friendlies and stuff?
Well, fuck the friendlies. It's already... West Ham are already four games into the season.
By
the time this comes out, we'll be five games in.
I've already been
on European tour.
Is this
fucking incredible.
The fair play...
Yeah, the fucking most important thing, the fair play entry into the UEFA
pre-qualifying. It's the Intertoto Cup, isn't it?
No, we fucking won the Intertoto Cup.
The Umbro Cup. Is that still going, the Umbro Cup, do you remember?
Yeah. We're now in the third qualifying round, the UEFA Cup. All we've got to do is win that. That's six games.
Doesn't the winner get to play at half-time at Wembley at the FA Cup?
Yeah.
On the small goals.
Yeah. So you get to play in those the charity game, you know, that Robbie Williams plays in.
Oh, really? You play Jonathan Wilkes.
Yeah.
Wow. Ollie Mears.
Yeah.
Ollie Mears.
Guys like that. Wow.
So, big time. You guys will learn about international, European football one day.
Have you won, though? You've won how many rounds?
Big time. Thursday is the fifth game we're playing, so the third
How many
qualifiers?
Who are you playing in these qualifiers?
Yeah.
Who the fuck did you play in the first round?
We played the team who finished second in the Andorran League.
Yeah,
shit.
Whose name I still can't pronounce. And they have only been a team for 10 years. And we played our youth team.
Really?
Yeah. And
that stadium must be, because Andorra's very small.
Their stadium.
I went skiing in Andorra. Lovely place.
I've been to Andorra as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and Craig were both playing in that game. We qualified to play for the Andorran team.
Apparently, the game before they played us, their last competitive fixture, they had 86 people turned up for it.
Really? Well, to play? That's a massive squad. They're oversubscribed. They really are.
Their wage budget's ridiculous. It's 86. Wow.
It's good, though.
You got through the Andorran one, then you played who?
And we had 35,000. We sold out for the game.
Yeah, that was surreal. In Europe, there.
Yeah, it was surreal though, having no away fans. Well, it was like 80.
That means your home attendance was bigger than the population of the country that the team you're playing against comes from.
Must have been.
I don't know how big Andorra is. Yeah,
it can't be 35,000.
I wouldn't have thought. If you know, then tweet in the Andorran population.
Tweet us,
and we will give you. I mean, are we starting with the Toblerones early? I don't know.
It's very early.
It's
to
an
start
early one
to get Toblerones.
No Toblerones.
No,
none of that.
No.
So have you been putting up with the Intertoto Anglo Welsh Cup or whatever it is?
Yeah, so we won the first round. Second round.
It's still going on.
Yeah. Well, the fans want to know. This is what they've been dying to hear about.
Yeah, of course.
And then we played the second round against Birkirkara.
Yeah.
We won the first leg.
Just a load of people in
Shaka
Burkers.
Khan.
Shaka Khan in a burqa. Is that what it was?
Yep. And we won that. We scored in the last minute of the first leg. Second leg, we got someone sent off. They scored and took us to penalties.
Shit. Wow.
We only got through on penalties.
Did Adrian take one?
No, disappointingly not this time.
Right.
We scored all five.
And did you do a parade round London?
Oh, should do. If we win the qualifying thing. But it's so annoying though, because we'll have played six games before the league starts.
Yeah, it's a disadvantage/advantage. You don't know really.
Yeah, it's going to be real.
You've obviously got your competitive... Do you know when you'll feel it is when you get to the Christmas?
Yeah.
It's when those six games, you'll probably hit the ground running a bit for game one and two. And probably worth looking at for players, knowing that West Ham have got...
They're playing Arsenal first game, mate. Ain't got a fucking open hell.
Yeah. So,
not only have they come off their big win in the Anglo Inter-Italian Cup.
Is it Arsenal West Ham first game?
Yeah.
I would argue that's the best possible opening fixture for West Ham. Get it out of the way. They've got a six-game competitive run. 9 times out of 10, Arsenal will beat West Ham. They've got a six-game head start in competitive. Although, yes, Arsenal have played in the Emirates Cup. I believe they lifted that trophy.
And we'll be lifting the Community Shield on Sunday.
Let's talk about the Community Shield. Is that something you still watch? Even if Arsenal aren't playing, do you watch it?
No.
If Arsenal are playing, do you watch it?
I organised, try to get a load of people to come down the pub and watch it. No one was interested.
Yeah.
So I just had to scrap that idea, and I'll probably just sit at home and listen to it on the radio. Like, well, it was 1994. What happens if you go out
and they're all in another pub?
There might be. Yeah, they're all Chelsea fans.
Just upset.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's not a big thing, is it? It's not. Everyone says, oh, that's the official start of the season, you know, the FA Cup winners and the league winners. But yeah. Nah, it doesn't mean anything, does it? Let's be honest. It'd be nice to beat Chelsea, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it would be nice. There's
always going
to
be competitive between the two, yeah. But everyone's surely got that. It doesn't count as a
trophy.
Eye on the first game. You don't want to get crocked for 6 months in the chat, yeah. In the Community Shield, do you? It only gets ratings because we're all so starved of football over the summer, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Do you watch it, Ash? Yeah. And it's always two big teams as well, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, well, usually. Yeah. I've been watching more of the. I think the MLS is more interesting, really.
I quite like the MLS. Yeah, it's good. It's ridiculously unpredictable in terms of goals, but that's kind of good from a neutral standpoint. You can get some good games in it.
Yeah.
I think Community Shield. If players have gone out and signed big, then you watch it because you want to see how. Yeah, you want to see so-and-so's first game. When you got, for instance, like last year, if you had big players come in, signings like Sanchez, Fabregas, Costa, you want to see them. It's the first time you get to see them in action. You want to see it, but you know.
I think it will be quite good actually because. It's Chelsea, Arsenal, and they're already starting to get in the thing.
Yeah.
Mourinho's mind games have started early.
Exactly. Like and to be fair, I think particularly when it's Arsenal-Chelsea, not just because I'm an Arsenal fan, I think it is a little bit interesting.
Yeah. Those teams are always going to want to beat each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the danger of friends. I watch the Chelsea...
genius and Mourinho's scum. And that's just...
It's as simple as that. That is the underlying message of the 2015-16 season.
We could probably end that there.
Yeah. Well, Liverpool, bunch of dicks. That's us. We're done. That's
cheers.
The season
there. Thank you very much.
We're all right. It's the danger of friendlies, because I watched Chelsea-Paris Saint-Germain the other night. Mm. And when you put two teams who are of a high standard, comparatively to, you know, playing Grimsby away or something for your friendlies, they will naturally... kick lumps out of each other too much for a friendly. That PSG game was nasty. Ibrahimovic caught Terry with an elbow, like the fullback at PSG was.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a bit. There was a few kicks, and it's a dangerous game to play. Talking of, you know, Delph is apparently, is he not
ready to be out for the season? I did hear that. Yeah. As soon as they buy him, what was it like? 30? Was it 30 minutes into his something City like career, and he's polaxed.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's confirmed yet. I saw it doing the rounds on Twitter, and it's one of those where you never wish injury upon someone unless that someone is Fabian Delph. Yeah. And I think Villa fans will be so happy. Yeah. So happy that he got... Because that whole saga was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, really bizarre.
Like, no one would begrudge him moving to City. What you would begrudge him is saying, I won't go, I'm staying. And then a week later... Was it a week?
Yeah, it was exactly... Like,
was it 1 week? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. To be fair, guys, I've decided I'm definitely staying. Mm. But in a very real sense, I'm fucking off to Man City as soon as possible.
I mean, the flip side of it is Fabian Delph will play as many minutes for Man City this season, whether he's injured or not.
Yeah.
He was never going to play anyway, particularly. It was a ridiculous sign. It's, you know, file it under Jack Rodwell, really, isn't it? It's the same sort of situation. But obviously we're here for fantasy football, for the FPL 2015-2016 season. Danny McGeeken's run is over.
Oh, yes.
Champion, he's done. Yep. Geordie Wilson's no longer runner-up. Ryan Coates is no longer a fan's favourite. It's zero all rounds.
We are all even.
We are all even.
For the next week at least.
All you can say for certain is that you've got Balotelli.
Tom has got Balotelli for the first 2 weeks.
You
forgot about that, didn't you?
Do you know what? I didn't forget about it, but I was not going to bring that up. Because do you know how carefully I've been selecting my team? And I thought, all it takes is one of them tossers to remember that I've got to put Balotelli in for 2 weeks.
Oh, someone would have tweeted us.
I've got an escape plan. I've worked out what I'm going
to
do.
You're going to convince Balotelli to leave so you can have Adam Johnson?
Yeah.
That's it.
Or murder them both. And we didn't come up with a third. No way. Anyway.
Wait,
it's not like I'm actually going to go murder him.
You're going to have probably. Balotelli. If Balotelli dies tonight, you are in so much
imagine that.
Yeah.
But I'm upset about that, especially when I look and I tweak it and I perfect that team twice a day. I'll see something else go, oh, a little extra point.
Do you have to hide that from your boss?
I do, yeah. To be honest, mate, I had a pay review the other day, it's not looking good.
I've
been really low recently, it's been awful. But
onwards and upwards.
Hey ho. Got the podcast tonight.
Always fantasy football about that. Time for your review, we weren't going to do it on air.
We don't think you've been performing, Tom.
Basically, we don't allow second pages on the pod. It is all changed as well this year. They're trying to spice up what is already a good product, and there are some new rules for this season, which could give new second pages a chance to mix it up with
new second pages.
Coatsy Wilson and
Craig and Ash, the lads. First page lads.
No one's ever said that. No. Craig and Ash the Lad.
Craig and Ash the Lad.
Ever. But yeah, new rules, Tom.
Yes.
One of the rules. Hit us with them.
Okay.
There are three new rules. I originally, when I first saw it, I thought, Jesus Christ, it took me, you know, about five seasons to work out that you can actually change the order of your subs on your bench.
That's true. You found that out last season.
I found that out by about game 36. I worked that one out.
Yeah.
And it panicked me. But then I thought, it's actually pretty simple, really. The three new rules. I'll talk you through the bench one. Basically, you can pick just once. It's very much like a wild card. You can use your wild card once, can't you?
Yeah.
You can use it once in each. Oh, actually, I don't know. Actually, if
well, the
you
wild
can
card
use it...
stuff's changing as well in terms of the window, but it's
yeah.
I think the rules do
that
work
is just
like.
Once.
Is it? Yeah.
You can use it once, just the whole season.
Your the bench rule. Yeah.
The bench rule. Yeah. So the bench rule is that you can pick one week when the points your players on the bench get added to your total.
Right.
So, I mean,
if they start giving points for good punditry, your bench is going to do
genius.
Well.
Genius. It's going to be for the roof.
So,
the roof.
I mean, Ash, you're the sort of pro. I know you came second, but you know what I mean. You've got previous. Does that mean that kind of rewards? Does that reward people like us who keep a strong bench, or does it give the other people like incentive to? I don't know, because I feel like people like Tom who have a weak bench and go with a tactic of expensive first team.
Did
bench,
have a weak bench? Did
they strengthen their bench just for this little rule?
Yeah,
and as a result, they've got an advantage now because they like if there's an injury,
yeah.
Blah blah blah.
I think so. I don't think it'll. I don't think it's enough. Throughout the season, if it happens six
it's
or seven
just a
times,
one-off. It's just it seems yeah. a one-off. There's potential for it, maybe. Like I'm thinking, like the wild card, maybe it is once in the first half of the season, and then it comes again in the second half.
See
after the January transfer window.
I still don't think that would affect your team. If it happens twice a season,
that's
you're never going to think, "Oh, in 17 weeks, I need a strong bench." Are you?
But it's something you need to build towards because it's four players.
I think
so. You need to if you've got a weak bench. If you have like 4 million players on your bench that never play. And you want to use your bench rule, that's going to take you 4 weeks, 3 weeks to get towards that.
I think people will just use it. They'll either have a strong bench and it'll just be 1 week. It will be so difficult to decide who's going on.
Yeah.
You'll just be like, I'm just going to play everybody this week.
I think that's what I'll end up doing. I'll keep my strong bench the whole way through.
Wait till every player's got an easy game.
Tom, riddle me this. If you're a guy who likes cheap bench so you can have expensive first team players, do you then use it week one? Get your strong bench in for the first week.
No, I was thinking that. To be fair, I haven't got a really, really weak bench now. I've actually got some decent-ish players. I've not gone mental.
No, but
I've got
some decent, for smaller teams.
Yeah,
You've got Wallace.
Yeah. Do you know what? I did have him. That was the first person I picked was Wallace, but I have since taken him
first
out.
In, first
oh
out.
Oh my,
yeah,
Timmy
I've
Wallace
actually,
Brady. You've
I
not
know,
got Wallace.
I have. I know. And the thing is, it's not final yet, but I really am trying to do a lot better this season, and he was the same price as someone else who would play a lot more. And while Wallace was great for about a month, he was brilliant. He actually did me well, and 1 week got about 12 points. Overall, it was largely pointless.
Well, obviously, we're being pretty coy at the moment. We will reveal more about our teams next week and the closer we get to the season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But what I thought, maybe it would be worth a wild card when you do your wild card maybe to then do that
that's
do
what
that game
will do.
I'm guessing that's what they'll
so
do
as well.
I think
because maybe
January,
start off get a bit of money behind you, have the cheap bench, get a bit more money and start swapping players around, see who's working, have a bit of money, do your wild card, have a shit hot bench, click the bench rule, and then bing bang boo, you're laughing.
Well, that's one of the rules. The second rule to come in, Ash,
triple captain
TC
rule.
Yeah,
pretty self-explanatory that one.
I think it's the same. You can't use these. You can't combine them, can you? You can't have a triple captain bench week.
I think you can.
I don't think you can.
Oh, no, you've clarified.
I think they're all exclusive
done
week
much,
to week.
We, really?
Yeah. So because I don't think you can go because otherwise you would definitely do them all on the same week, and because it's
going to
put you 2 weeks
mental,
ahead. It'll launch you.
What you're looking at really is for someone to hit awful form. Let's say Bournemouth, they become the whipping boys,
and
you want them to play Chelsea at home, and Costa.
Yeah.
He's on a run, triple.
You can already
points.
Tell now, 50% of the people use that on a Sergio Aguero at home game.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only thing I think is it could make a massive difference, but it's going to more be down to luck. Say
so
if you pick
luck.
Aguero at home to somebody,
gets injured,
there's still a chance, or just even like he could easily get 2 points or five
so
points.
So easily, yeah.
So random. But occasionally someone will put it, be like, oh, I did it this week, I put it as Tadic. Yeah. Oh, no, I've got 120 points.
When Benteke was at Villa and he just had that spell where he was just hitting goals. And
I think,
and
I'll
tell you
what,
it'll be double game weeks as well.
Yeah.
Of course it will.
Double game week. Just came to me. Yeah. It'll be the first double game week that Aguero has.
Who's this guy?
Yeah. This guy.
What have you done with Tom?
I've been working on
it. It will be a double game week.
In fact, that's why you couldn't have them all. I don't think, I might be wrong, that you can use them all at the same time.
But surely then with these, you use all of them on separate double game weeks.
Yeah,
you have to, don't you?
Yeah.
So the people who use them early on, if people in your league use them early on, then I wouldn't be too disheartened, because if you're saving them for double game weeks, at the end of the season when you tend to get fixture pile-ups, or Christmas, that's when you want to use them, isn't it?
In fact, I normally use my wild card really early.
Yeah.
To just switch, because it's really difficult to tell at the start of the season who's going to play well.
Yeah.
But then one or 2 weeks in, you can pretty much pick a good team. Might be worth saving it till the sort of last quarter of the season, till there is a double game week, change your whole team, get the players. You know, last season people were doing like 4 or 5 changes.
Yeah.
Just wildcard it and then play, you know, one of like your substitutes with a whole team full of double game week substitutes.
Yeah.
You get some incredible
points.
To be
fair, I did that, yeah, when you realised towards the end, yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
And then the final rule on that is all-out attack, it's called. And that's when for 1 week you can change your formation to 2-3-5. I believe it is. So
two, five, three.
I was going to say 5 strikers.
Five strikers. It's like 66.
Yeah.
You just go 2-5-3. So you can bin off.
I think that's not as difficult or as sort of. Yeah, I don't think that's as difficult.
Well, especially as
there's going to be a lot of really, really decent, cheap-ish midfield.
How many times did you have it where your 3 strikers scored 6 points between them?
Yeah.
And then you had Ivanovic and Terry keeping a clean sheet.
Exactly.
Can you play 3-5-2 at the minute? You can, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
That's arguably a better formation.
3-5-2 and 3-4-3 are the most regular ones.
Yeah.
People often do 3-4-3 because it's 3 strikers, but quite often if I've got a 3rd striker who's playing Chelsea away, but I don't want to lose them, I'll just drop to the 3-5-2.
I think people tend to play, especially last season, we're playing 5 in midfield more than anything.
Mike Dravnik, who was on last time, said midfielders
score bonus points.
It's all there. So if you get a midfielder that scores a lot.
The other thing is the strikers are so expensive. Normally people have got one, so maybe you've got Costa and maybe you've got Aguero together. Even that, most people wouldn't have both of them. But no one's got Costa, Aguero, and then whoever else.
Exactly.
Because you're never going to have the points for it.
My thinking is that maybe they've done that because last season was the season of low value strikers getting bag loads of points, wasn't it? The Berahino, Ings, Azua and all that lot, banging in goals. We were going to go through in a set just through all the sort of notable transfer-ins for the season to people that might have missed your radar for who you're putting your team together. But just before we do that, Tom's going to hit us with the pin.
Well, we keep mentioning the league, but, you know, guys, how do you join the league?
Well, how do you join it, Tom?
Thanks for asking, Craig. You need the pin. Simple as that.
You do.
Simple as that. Obviously, we're talking about we use the official Fantasy Premier League one. There are other ones, aren't there? Not as good.
Not as good, no.
Not as good. And to join the league, you need the pin. Drum roll.
That was
all right. Well, that was average. The pin is for this season to join the UK's biggest fantasy football podcast mini league.
It's not a lottery draw.
I'm going to give you one number every 5 minutes. No, it's 142-755-38788. That's 142-755-38788. That's the league.
Best thing is, you can pause, go back, listen to that again.
Yeah. So, we're using the Sun one, and you have to do it on the radio.
It's the Sun radio one, and it's 666. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Okay. No, that's the mini league pin. One more time, guys. That's 142-755-38788.
Cool. And obviously, if you don't want to pick your team just yet, and you want to sort of, you know, get the perfect team, that's fine. Do what I'm sure a lot of us have done. Register, pick a random team, do lucky dip. Register to the league straight away. You can see we're already onto 4-page wankers right now.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. You can go on, create a team, and just submit it, and you can change it as much as you want before the end of the season.
That's it,
Full start.
That's
just
a good
do
point.
The lucky bit.
I did speak to someone who said that they wanted to, but they said it was too long. But you literally, if you did one now, you can change it a thousand times between now and the 8th of August.
And you can change your team then, can't you?
You can.
So you don't need to worry about that.
You can change your kit. You can do everything.
You can change your league, you can change your name, can you?
Yeah, because you can change it as you go through the season. Yeah. Because that was what stopped me, because I couldn't remember what we were supposed to put.
Yeah.
And then,
but no, you can register now, Lucky Dip, and it doesn't take long at all, but a time, in fact, if you were to start registering your team when Tom started reading the PIN number, by the end of the time he'd done it, you'd probably have a team. You'd probably have a Lucky Dip team. That's right.
I didn't do Lucky Dip. I actually started picking my team because I thought it was really exciting to have this completely fresh thing and thought, oh, I'll go in with him.
Some of us get in trouble at work for that, so just press Lucky Dip, register. We're already on to, like I say, four pages of paper. We want a few hundred in there, so get registering. Get your mates to register. If you're in one of those mini leagues where it's over by Christmas, three of the five of you have given up and there's just two of you left in it, then it's nice to be in a big
league. This is a massively competitive fantasy football league.
If you have a good week, you can jump 20, 30, 40 spaces.
We have top 100 players. We have top 90 players.
We do. And our winner last year came 114th in the world, didn't he? Danny McGeeken, and he's back, so that's quite good.
Yeah.
But we will quickly run through, before we go to a break actually, just some of the transfers that have come in and whether they're on your radar, our radar, if we know much about them. And there's some of them on there for some of those kind of provincial smaller clubs that we don't know much about. So if you do support that club and you've seen them in friendlies, you know a bit about them, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tape, share a bit of info. Going alphabetically, starting off, Peter Cech. I think he's going to be the most picked keeper in the entire game.
He already is.
He was number one on my
39%, team. I think, off the top
of
my head.
He's going to be huge. He's starting every game. He's still a class keeper.
That's what we've been missing. We haven't had a world class keeper. I genuinely think that's
bearing in mind what Chelsea have had to pay to get Begovic in, which I think is 8 million.
Yeah.
And I think Cech went for about 10, was it?
Yeah, 10.
That's unbelievable business for Arsenal. Unbelievable. Yeah, he's still got another six years if he wants to be in the Premier League.
Definitely. He's still outstanding, and it's definitely what we've been missing. And John Terry came out and said, you know, he's gonna save us 15 points this season.
He's still a top three keeper in the league, if you ask me, with Courtois and De Gea. I think Cech's in that top three, so that's an unbelievable signing.
Plus, if you look at the amount of goals, I think one reason people wouldn't necessarily pick Cech is because Arsenal sort of are seen as conceding a lot of goals.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I think they only conceded something like four or six more goals than Chelsea last year.
Ospina was an unbelievable addition to my side last year. Yeah. Yeah. Mainly because Hollywood saves Ospina. But Cech obviously just will keep a lot of clean sheets, I think. And he's not really a big announcement for you because all the listeners, I'm sure they'll already have him. Aston Villa, Micah Richards, back in the country after playing away in Fiorentina.
Yeah.
Again, linked to bigger clubs, so you never know.
Yeah. Was that and Jordan Ayew.
That was, and I think they paid a little bit of money for him.
I think I got Richards on the bench.
But I tweeted earlier on that could be bargain of the season. I then got slaughtered by a couple of fans who took it completely the wrong way. But what I mean is, a team like Villa picking up Richards for nominal money. It's definitely a great sign.
Interesting little story. I know we're not going to stop on every single one and comment on it, but with the whole Micah Richards thing, I thought, oh, he might be worth sticking on my bench. I went to Villa, stuck who I thought was Richards on the bench, didn't realise till after I confirmed that it was actually Kieran Richardson.
Don't put him in.
Actually putting Kieran Richardson in, and then realised, I thought, fucking hell. But they're the same price. That's mental.
Still stronger than last year's bench.
Wow.
Both of them.
Micah Richards, again, I don't know if he's going to move into centre half or play at right back, but you know, he's not a bad shout. Bournemouth have sort of loaded up with a bit of experience in Sylvain Distans there, Federici from Reading keeper, vying for number one spot with Arthur Boric. And Atsu, who was at loan on Everton last year from Chelsea, he's now gone on loan to Bournemouth. He didn't get much game time at Everton, but you've got to fancy he's going to play at Bournemouth in midfield Atsu. So I don't know. Chelsea, obviously, Begovic and Falcao. I can't see either of them being in many people's teams.
No, unless you're going to pick Costa, aren't you?
That's the thing. Costa and Falcao aren't going to play together. There's no way those two are playing on the same pitch.
But depends about Costa, how much of the time he spends injured or not.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already picked up a hamstring injury.
He's already gone yellow.
If he gets injured, then the chance of Falcao's going to play, and it's one of those that he can be cheaper. His value been driven down from last year. Palace, it feels like we're stopping all of them. Patrick Bamford, who was one of the top scorers in the Championship last year, is going to sign for Palace on loan. But the big one, Johan Cabaye, is an unbelievable signing for Palace.
Mm.
Like, he was an FPL favourite when he played for Newcastle. He takes penalties, he takes corners, he takes free kicks. He's a box-to-box midfielder.
He's a
France international. And he's only got to Palace mainly because London's a draw and he knows Alan Pardew. So I think he's going to be a high, over 25% pick percentage. Everton have signed Cleverley and Deulofeu. Deulofeu did well on loan there, but I don't know. It's one of those. Leicester have signed Fuchs, which could well be a problem for Wallers, to be honest. And I put Ranieri on there as well, just because that's such a ridiculous appointment.
Oh, yeah.
The man who got Greece to lose to the Faroe Islands over two games, is pretty impressive. Big ones in Liverpool: Benteke, Klein, Milner, Ings, Origi, Firmino, all first team players pretty much.
Yeah.
They've got about six possible strikers, aren't they?
They only just signed Origi.
Well, they signed it. He went back on loan to Lille for a whole season.
Oh, I was going to say, that seems like
it's going forever. On it. But bearing in mind, I don't think Daniel Sturridge these days is capable of more than 20 games a season. His legs are done, which is a shame. Benteke will play. And he scores.
Do you think
he'll
start, Benteke?
I think Sturridge isn't injured.
I think he would anyway, because he'll play Benteke with Ings, aren't they?
Ings won't get much game time, I don't think. And when he does, I think Ings will play wide.
Well, I think they'll play... I think they might play like a diamond, Benteke, Ings... And that Firmino behind them, maybe.
I can't see Ings getting a game. When you look at the other attacking midfielders, you've still got Coutinho to fit in. Milner's not gone there to sit on a bench again. And he wants to play more central. I think Ings is going to struggle for game time. But I think he knew that. I think he knew that when he went there. He'll still knock out 15, 20 games. But it'll be cup football and lower half. Man City, Sterling, obviously, and paid an extortion out for Patrick Roberts. But Raheem Sterling, people feel dirty putting him in the lineup, I'm sure. Man United, probably arguably the... biggest, them in Liverpool, strengthened the most. Schneidlin, Depay, Schweinsteiger, Darmian, Romero. I don't know much about Darmian, actually, to be honest. And Romero, I presume, is there to sit on the bench. They must be hoping to keep hold of De Gea. Newcastle, Mitrovic is the big signing there. Norwich, Malumbu. Again, I don't know. Southampton signs to Kellenberg, which is a big name keeper. I'm presuming Forster might still be out for a bit. Juanmi, Stoke, Afellay, Glenn Johnson, Hosselu, and Shea Given. Bloody Stoke. Is he on your bench?
Probably not, no.
Sunderland signed Kabul, but a Sunderland defender is a bit of a risk on. Swansea, a few again I don't know much about. Tavernou, Nortfelt, Edair and Ayew. Spurs have signed Alderweireld from Saints. I think he's going to be
pick. I was going to pick him,
And Trippier from Burnley, who was a top five scorer last year as well. The Spurs player Kapoor on loan to Watford. West Brom have signed James Chester for $8 million from Hull, which seems outrageous.
Wow.
James McLean. And West Ham, Ogbonna.
Yeah.
What's he look like?
Juventus defender.
Right, how's he doing?
I thought you were joking because the chairman, the other guy we brought, he accidentally tweeted a picture of the other one. Brilliant. He brought the first one.
Nice bit of casual racism.
Yeah, exactly.
And Payet?
Payet. Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Has he featured in the
he's not actually, but he's played in the friendlies and looks good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the point. We read those names there and a lot of them probably just seem like reading lists. But if you support any of those clubs that we don't know much about and those players, you know, if you happen to be a Stoke fan, Hosselu, or if you're a Saints fan, Juanmi, then tweet us. Let us know what they're like, what they're good at, are they going to be good picks for the season? There's a few that stand out there, I think, that are going to be good picks, but it's... such a lottery for the first week.
If Man United they've been linked with what's the Barcelona
Pedro.
If they got him, that could be...
I think they're league contenders if they sign him.
Yeah, because they'd have Rooney up front. The guy that sent really early in it.
They've still got Hernandez. Got Chicharito.
He'll go.
It's only Rooney, yeah, I know, but
they need another striker.
If they get Rooney,
Pedro
on the right, and then who's the guy? Depay on the left. Depay, I don't think he can play there.
And then they've still got Schweinsteiger, Schneidlin,
Herrera. Yeah. That'd be good.
If a centre half and a centre forward, if they sign them and keep De Gea, I don't see why they won't be up there and thereabouts. I think they'll finish second.
Yeah, with
those signings. Liverpool have actually strengthened really well. We say that every year.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Because you look at it, Milner is a good, solid player. I know he's not fashionable. Klein was one of the best fullbacks in the league last year. Benteke is regular scorer. This Firmino looks great. Yeah. He's an assist king from Germany. He's the most selfless player I've seen when I've seen them play. He'll square a ball over the one-on-one just for a team goal, which is what Benteke and Sturridge feed off. Mm. So, I don't know. But, so tweet us any of those picks. Who do you think is going to be the best signing out of all them at the Gaffer Tapes? Or if you support one of those clubs and you've seen them in friendlies, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And we're going to go to a break now. After we come back, though, we're going to read through some of your tweets. We're also going to have a little bit of Gaffer Gambler, and we're all going to sort of put our neck on the line and do a couple of tips of players that we're picking out for this season. But if you are listening now, then why don't do it now? Join the league. Join up on fantasy.premierleague.com and join us on pin
142-755-38788.
Cool. So that's all for part one. We'll be back in just a second with part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello, welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's the pre-season, one of our pre-season episodes for the 2015-2016 season.
Slash.
Where was the slash?
In between 15 and 16.
It was quite slow.
Yeah.
You were quite slow.
I thought to myself, do it when he says it.
Do a slash.
Yeah.
You thought,
Tom, Try again.
Tom, make sure you do a slash. It's the pre-season podcast of the 2015...
Slash.
2016 season.
Is that
you? It's good. Yeah, you're coming. Yeah. Hopefully, in that little break, you've actually been on fantasy.premierleague.com and joined the league on the pin, which Tom will give us later on. He's desperately reaching.
I've probably met 142755-37.
And they just joined the Amish, the Twyford Amish league. They've just got through
142755-38788.
So it is a new season, obviously coming up. We're going to have some new features, some old features. Obviously, the coming season, Ash is going to be the quiz master for me and Tom, which is a frightening thought.
Yeah, really worried.
So we need to
every week goes, and this one's called Steve or Beaver.
Booking it.
How do you know? Fuck's sake. Well, that one's gone.
You better make sure your commute's an extra hour.
Yeah.
Get a job further away from home. Because Ash is doing the quiz. So we're going to do that. And the punishment will probably be similar. We'll probably crank it up a notch. And some of you might be asking what happened for the punishment for last season. Because obviously Tom's due a photo shoot.
Come on, guys. Let's crack on. Let's get
no way! Way.
No! Tom is due.
God.
In a Tottenham shirt, and the sound you just heard is me pulling an 08-09 classic Spurs shirt out of the bag. And Tom obviously didn't know I'd got round to buy it. He thought he won't do it. They won't do it. They won't get round to it.
But
it,
where did you get this dirty as well?
It's used. Yeah, it's used. And it might have been a good season because there's a little stain.
Mud.
There's a little stain at the bottom of it from the 08-09 season. It was when they were sponsored by Mansion.com Casino and Poker and a little Puma top. You said you wanted a Puma top, so
absolute.
There's
that is dreadful.
That looks tiny. What size is it?
Well, that's all right. So, what are you saying about
Tom? Oh, maybe it was.
No, that looks quite big.
I was looking at it like this.
So the good news is we have got a Spurs shirt. So basically, straight after the pod, we'll take a couple of snaps of Tom in the shirt and get it up on Twitter for the release of this pod.
Well, why don't we wait till we all go to the charity shield together? You can just wear it there.
I think if we don't get a photo of Tom in this shirt tonight, we're going to struggle again. So we're going to get some photos. That's going to go up on Twitter.
I've got to get out of here.
He looks furious. So that is great news. So we've got that. And that's a bit of incentive for Tom because obviously the quiz coming this coming season, I presume my punishment if I lose will be me in a Hibs shirt and Tom should get cranked notched up a step. I think he should have to go to White Hart Lane for a game.
Get out of it!
I think that's the next step.
I'm definitely going to lose again, isn't it?
If you lose.
Of course I will.
I think Tom should have to go to White Hart Lane. I'll go with you. We'll go watch a game together in your shirt. You can wear your shirt. You've got a shirt now.
Oh, yes. He's got to go to White Hart Lane in his shirt. Yeah.
This is something we need to talk about off air. Right. Let's carry on.
He's living.
Amazing. But then, if he does that, yours has got to be equally bad.
No, because I haven't lost a quiz yet.
Yeah, but there's no jeopardy in it. If your prize is you've got to eat a ham sandwich, he's got to fucking go to White Hart Lane and suck off Eric.
I can't wear a Hibs shirt.
You clearly are a Hibs fan.
No, I can wear a Hibs shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk about this later anyway.
Definitely.
But right now, you need to get your pep up because it's one of our favourite ones where we read out the tweets that you've sent us in the last couple of weeks. And but this season, Tom, it's called... Come on, Tom.
You tweet like chocolate.
Right.
How do we feel about
that?
That's
a season of that.
How do we feel about
that? That's what
you
committed.
Yeah. I threw Tweet Life in the ring.
Yeah.
But Tweet Like Chocolate is going to be, I think.
Tweet Like Chocolate, that's it.
Tweet Like Chocolate. So. It doesn't make as much sense as Tweet from a Tweet.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
But we're going to use it. If you can hear a bit of a ruck in the background, then Ash is actually currently training his puppy, who he can't be without. So that this happens at all the top podcasts.
Yeah, hopefully you choose that Spurs shirt and then
give him the Spurs shirt. We've got an official trainee guide dog on the podcast, it's going to, you know, which other podcasts will have that?
Who can lead Tom to White Hart Lane at the end of next season?
Yeah. Yes!
But yeah, so it's our feature where we read your tweets. Once again, Tom, little one.
Tweet like chocolate boy.
Your voice is like chocolate, mate.
I've got a lovely voice. Yeah,
exactly, that's it. So we have had some tweets from some old favourites. Some old favourites throughout the pre-season as we're going along. We've had McStaney, if you remember our mate McStaney.
McStaney.
Isn't it McStaney and Sabs?
It's McStaney and Sabs, yeah.
Last season was Big. two great quizzes. I don't know what, only two as highlights. One of them being Neil versus Real. Yeah. I think gets some sarcasm dripping with
fuck
sarcasm.
Off, was it?
He actually hashtagged the Neil versus Real and I clicked on it and there was nothing there. Just so you know, didn't just see anything. Yeah.
How will the gaffers entertain this season? Hashtag no pressure. Well, we've just discussed, we're going to, Ash is going to come up with a good quiz to see if he can rival YouTube Pundit. I don't know, it's a tough one.
And I'm going to be singing that song every week.
We had a guy, I think he's a new listener, called Ian Stimson. He tweeted.
Never heard of him. He's a guy.
And serious question. He said, do you have to have Hazard? My thoughts, no. That's Ian answering to that question. 50% will own him, and you can get him later on if need be. If he has a slow start, it means a drop in value. Is that sense? Is that logical, Ash?
Yeah, I guess the logic there. Yeah, if he's really high ownership, it's probably the same with Czech, actually. If they get smashed in the first couple of games, people jump to somebody else.
We're talking 0.1 mil, aren't we? 0.2 mil. It's not like Hazard's going to drop down to 9 mil.
No, do you know what? He's ridiculously expensive. 11.5. And he's the second most expensive is Sanchez at 11, and then it drops down to like 10, yeah, which is Silva.
But they are going to get all the points, aren't they? They're miles ahead of him.
Do you know what I think it is? I think people keep talking about Hazard of the kind of, will he join the bracket of Ronaldo and Messi? Mm. And the difference being that if Ronaldo and Messi were playing in any league, and as they do in their league, they score 30, 35 goals a season. But he could. I think they're waiting for Hazard to become that breakthrough player who can score 25, 30 goals a season. I don't know.
If he played in a super attacking team, I suppose, imagine how many goals
under Mourinho,
he'd get loads.
Yeah. If Hazard went over to play for Barcelona instead of Neymar or Suarez, I'm pretty confident he'd chip in with a lot of goals.
But even if he went to City and they didn't rotate him, like he'd get a million goals.
Well, yeah, because he's more in front of goal than David Silva, for instance. He's more clinical than that. But I don't know. I think he might be a must-have still. I don't know. He's that good.
Well, every team I've done, I put him in it.
From Evan Brady, father of Timmy Wallace Brady, one of our old favourites. He tweeted, does anyone know anything about Romero for Man U? Good pick or wait? Also, bye-bye De Gea. Obviously, Romero, Argentine international goalkeeper. Yeah. But they got him on a free, I think, from Sampdoria.
Yeah.
Is it a backup plan? Because Valdez is obviously off. That's gone. He suddenly refused to play for the reserves. They didn't like him. I said if Liverpool had any sense, they should have signed him instantly.
Oh, yeah.
To make him their number one ahead of Mignolet. But is De Gea going? I guess that's the underlying question of the tweet.
Well, it looks like it. But, I mean, if he hasn't gone by now, it's weird that it's dragged on so long.
Mm. Well, with Casillas leaving Real for Porto... Or Portugal. Is it Porto he's gone to? He's in Portugal. Man U hold the power in that situation because they don't need to get rid of him. And Real do want they need a goalkeeper.
But they've signed another goalkeeper as well.
They have
the
most similar sounding name possible. But I don't know. The more days that tick on, you think, will De Gea start in goal? Will it be a deadline day? Because again, you don't want him being cup tied for European fixtures.
Yeah.
So that's always a giveaway, isn't it? When you get to the Champions League qualifiers. Yeah. Who features and who doesn't. I always remember Michael Owen not playing for Liverpool in one of theirs, and he thought, oh, here we go, they're off. We had a tweet from FPL Muppet. He said, we asked the question about whether Arsenal and other contenders are basically strengthened enough to challenge Chelsea or Man United or anyone's. He said he still expects Chelsea to improve their squad more before the season starts because their squad actually looks quite small. Do you think they need to strengthen, Tom, to win the league, or do you think they're still...
I still think they've definitely got the quality there. It's whether they got the depth, maybe.
Possibly.
Obviously, I don't know. I think they certainly will. I think there's always that little bit. Last few days, there's that activity.
Because
they're still linked with a lot of people as well.
The other three title contenders, if you include Arsenal, in Man U, Arsenal and City, haven't strengthened like United have.
No. The amount of players that United have bought. I mean, obviously Liverpool have spent that sort of money.
I don't include them in that.
But you can't. I don't.
As an Arsenal fan, though, you look at United thinking, "Shit, we've had a good season. We finished. Surely we need to do more." Here.
I'm starting to think that I think Cech is the absolute perfect signing.
He's an excellent signing. Yeah,
perfect signing. Best signing Wenger's done for a long time, I think.
Well, no, Sanchez was.
Sanchez, yeah.
But is it they? Do you think they're going to buy someone else? Because the last couple of seasons they've brought...
We're still linked with
big,
a lot of people.
Haven't they? Just like one big
player. And it's always about, you know, Arsenal fans, always, even though Giroud's return's excellent, they always want a striker. I think they probably want a centre-half, desperately.
I think so,
They probably wouldn't mind a holding midfielder so that the players like Wilshere, etc. don't keep getting called on when he's not. So
you need someone in that Flamini role, I think.
That's it, exactly.
Because the fact that Flamini can get in the team every time and he does play well, and it really shows when Flamini's playing. that we need a player in that position. Because we've got these amazing, our midfield is unbelievable. Yeah.
I guess if you look at though, if you had strengthened your squad, for instance, with, even though you might not start with a Benteke from Villa and a Schweinsteiger or Schneiderlin from United, you'd be a happy Arsenal fan.
I still think there's room for another couple of players, but I think if he only needs to fill a couple of sort of roles in that, I think we're serious contenders.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, we had a tweet from Jack Saunders of the Saunders, obviously, as we know very well. He said Patrick Bamford was Championship Player of the Year now at Palace. And Juan Mata and Depay scored for United. Depay playing wide, Mata behind Rooney, can't decide. So I think he's tipping Patrick Bamford as a kind of promoted player. And they're always good value, aren't they? If you can find a promoted player and get him in your team, Azua last season was a big example of that. If you can
for
get
the first one, sort of like...
Yeah, I mean,
15 games.
He tailed off, didn't he? But I mean,
but even then, their price, it's not that their value goes from 4.5 million to 9. It might creep up to, 6 or 7, maybe. I mean, at the end of last season, what was Kane's value?
It's gone up. He started at 9.5. At one point, he was 5 mil last year.
Yeah, but I mean, even at the end of it, I'm sure it was only 6.
Yeah, I think he'd only just gone up because you can only go up a certain amount, can't you? Yeah,
certainly maybe about
6. So, yeah.
So I think those promoted players, and then Mata and Depay can't decide between the two. Mata was very hit and miss last season, wasn't he?
I think it depends, like I say.
He ended strong.
Depends how they play. If they play Depay on the left, somebody on the right, Rooney in the middle, and then play Schneiderlin, Schweinsteiger and Mata, I think you get some serious points.
With Mata in behind Rooney.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's one of those where, you know, if you've watched their friendlies, if you've seen them, then tweet us and let us know.
If they've got some pace around him.
Yeah.
Because he's slow, but if they've got something else.
I mean, Depay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We had a tweet from Sonny at AFC Addiction, so I can only presume he is
good lad.
An Arsenal good or lad. An Altrincham fan. Torn between Milner and Henderson.
I had exactly the same thing.
Did you?
I was as well. Yeah.
I find
he's the most boring.
I went for Milner. Yeah. I went for Milner. Because I think Milner, last season we kept saying about how he's one of these really quiet players who just keeps scoring points. And that was in City, where he wasn't really playing a lot.
And he was playing out
he
wide.
He couldn't
for
get in
minutes.
That team. Yeah. But he's going to go straight into that Gerrard role and literally just replace Gerrard, I think.
It's
I think.
Difficult with Liverpool because he hasn't gone there to sit on the bench. Why go from sitting on City's bench to sitting on Liverpool's bench?
He's going straight into that team and he's going to score points.
He's clearly been given some assurances. He also wants to play central. And when he played for Villa and Newcastle, he got a lot of assists and he got 7 or 8 goals a season playing centrally. So you'd guess he'll play central. Henderson might even drop a bit and play a bit of the old-fashioned Gerrard role deeper. Henderson's going to be club captain. He's going to play games. So then, but you look at the attacking midfielders they've got, and there's still Emre Can as a box-to-box midfielder isn't going to play centre-half anymore, I don't think. You've still got Lallana. You've still got Coutinho. Mm. You've got the new signing Firmino. I know they might play as front three. There's a lot of players. But
they play those three, Benteke up front, and then Henderson and thingy. Oh, he's not really defensive though, is he?
I think he'll be sort of like that. I think Henderson might drop to where Lucas or Joe Allen will play in that passing ball attention role. So to be fair, you could easily have a middle three of Henderson, Milner, and Lallana, and a front three of Coutinho, Benteke and Firmino. That's going to use our word, but I don't know if I'd put them in my first week side. I don't know if they're my consideration, to be honest.
I think you'd have to tell whether he was playing or not.
Yeah.
I think Henderson, you probably could. I don't know whether he's that. He did finish quite well. He did get a lot of points last season. I was saying he's good value.
Mm. Yeah.
But
he did get points, yeah.
I think you'd probably have to see how it plays out a little bit.
And then on the subject of Liverpool, actually, we had a tweet from Paul D. He said, he, Benteke, is currently in his side. If he stays sit, I think he can get 20 goals in the Premier League next season. Mm. He's one of the top fifth or sixth most expensive strikers, but it's Liverpool, that's the thing.
I did my team, my brother was here, and obviously I tipped Benteke last year, and I think he's good. And then I was saying, who are we going to get in my team? Right, so I put Benteke in, and then I went around, I put another player in, and then I was like, who should I get in as my third striker? Oh, I'll get Benteke in. Yeah. My brother was like, you've only picked three players and two of them are Benteke.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck
That's
out.
How much you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, he's now working with the delivery of, you know, Villa, when they finally got some games together, were almost entirely Fabian Delph pulling strings and Benteke getting goals. He's now, we just mentioned them, in front of Coutinho, Firmino, Henderson and Lallana trying to supply ball.
Forgot exists.
Yeah, Balotelli's days are numbered, aren't they? But he's going to have some good service, Benteke. And unlike Balotelli, there's no transition period. There's no getting used to the Premier League.
Yeah.
No, he's played two seasons. He's scored goals. If you give him chances, he should score them. So he's probably not that much of a risk, and he'll probably sit around the 20% mark at pick, Tony.
Yeah.
And we had a tweet from Stuart Barnes who said, have you picked your teams yet, boys? It'd be good to get a look at other people's teams from the Gaffer Tape team. I know during the season it all gets a bit who's got hashtag balls and who hasn't, but I will tweet my team at some point.
No, I think we all tweeted our teams. But it was just the last sort of couple of weeks. Yeah.
Which reminds me, actually, do you know the time you've got to submit your team by has changed?
It has changed.
So what I might get a chance to actually submit my team on time.
Yeah.
What time is
it? They pushed it an hour later, haven't they?
I think it's even longer.
An hour later?
Yeah, it's not 11:30 anymore.
But surely not 12:30 if you've got a 12 o'clock kickoff.
It's closer to kickoff. Yeah, much closer.
Well, the kickoffs are 1 o'clock, aren't they, normally on a Saturday?
No, 12.
12:45.
Yeah,
yeah. So you've got an extra hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and also, obviously,
with the
introduction.
You get an extra hour of sleep, so you only need to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know, results.
There's Friday night football as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that was a bit of a disaster last time they tried that, so we'll just see how it goes.
But yeah, so that does mean our podcast will still be mid game week quite a lot, but you can get used to that.
Is the Friday game going to be first?
Friday game's
going
to be included as the last game in the previous week, I think. So it'll still be Saturday starting. So
That's going to mess up.
You're picking your teams.
Bloody marriages, mate. That's what it's going to end.
Bloody hell!
So is that really going to be the last game of the week?
I think so.
No.
It's got to be the first.
It can't be the first because then your deadline can't be Saturday at 12:30.
Oh yeah, shit.
What happens in the Scotland league at the minute? I guess we don't know. Fantasy football.
We kick off this weekend, Scottish league.
Jesus Christ,
SPL.
Yeah,
glad you asked. Thanks very much. St Johnston away. So
riveting.
Oh, because you're in the Prem now.
In the bloody Premier League, mate.
Oh, are you?
Signed a Brazilian centre half.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Who's the lad from Celtic? Oh. The centre back.
Oh, Virgil van Dijk.
That everyone's linked.
Yeah, he's linked sort of 8-9 million. He's a Premiership standard player. Yeah, so yeah. Who can get him the right price, I guess. And then one last tweet from a Mr. Danny McGeeken. Roll up for second place. Hashtag the champ is here.
Oh,
so you've got to let him have his moment. He is the reigning champ. He finished 114th in the world. So if you think you can beat him, then please do join the league. Tell your friends. Like I say, get your workmates signed up. FantasyPremierLeague.com. You can go on our Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes and the pin number's on there. Or if you're listening now and you don't have a Twitter account, then the pin number for the mini league is 142755-38788. So it's 142755-38788, and please ask the bill payers permission. Always do that.
Always.
Live and kicking.
It is live and kicking.
It is good old live and kicking. Do you remember the live and kicking number?
0800 00 1060.
No, that's Hastings Insurance.
Hastings Direct.
0800 01 81 11 81 81.
Yeah.
That was it, wasn't it? Live and kicking. People phoning that number now.
Yeah.
Getting Andy Peters looking for work.
No, he's on this morning. Or the breakfast one in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you do know Andy Peters is, then please do tweet.
Andy, get Andy to join the league.
A quick mention, Gaffer Gamble, obviously this season I'll be tweeting, as last season, some tips for accumulators before. I've only tweeted two this season so far, which was Scottish football kicked off at the weekend, cup football, and tweeted a fourfold accumulator, which came in, £5 returning 35.
Oh, wow.
And then that same night, tweeted an MLS double, which was £15, returning 125. They both come in. We're 2 for 2.
No way, really?
Yeah, I have tweeted one tonight, and we'll see how it goes. It was a little Champions
League. Been betting on trouble. Scandinavian tiddlywinks or anything like that?
Not. I only tell you about the winners, mate. So no, that is a massive no. And the other Gaffer Gambler I should mention is Paddy Power, obviously, as we always do, and we're hoping eventually I'll send us some shit.
Yeah.
They have got an offer at the moment. Top Premier League scorer for the season.
Yeah.
So Premier League is what you'd expect. It's kind of Aguero's 3-1, Costa's about 3.5, and then it's Benteke's at 12-1, Kane at 14-1. But they've got a deal where if you put 20 English notes on the top scorer, every time that person scores a goal, you get £2 back
in the form of
a free bet. So if they score 10 goals throughout the season, then you get your money back in free bets, obviously.
Yeah. Even if you had. So say you picked Aguero.
I can see your mind, the cog in your brain.
You put 20 quid on Aguero and he scores 25 goals this season.
Yeah. 50 quid. Then you get 50 quid free bets and you get the original winnings. So my thing would be to bet a Kane or a Benteke at say 12-1.
Yeah.
And then if they score 10 goals and that's all they get,
if you're a person who bets anyway, you get your free bets and use it on accumulators. And if they just happen to do it, yeah. you win 250 quid for a bet you'd never have placed in a million years.
Yeah.
So it's quite a good deal, so I quite like that.
Definitely. Is it for new customers or just anybody?
Anybody.
Oh, wow.
So nice. Existing customers can use it. Get on Paddy Power and do that. And once you've done it, do you know what? Tweet Paddy Power and go, hey, at the Gaffer Tapes, talk about you guys all the time. They're saying really nice shit about you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So do that. Involved. And maybe they'll send us some free...
And some uniforms.
Stress balls.
All those little pens that you get in.
The little pens would be good,
wouldn't they? Yeah, I'd be happy with them.
What else would you want?
Some money?
They're not going to give us that. But yeah, so we will... that's pretty much us. But what we are going to talk about is a bit of a tip. So we're going to put our neck on the line. There's no point having a podcast and saying at the end of the season, oh, I was going to say you should have picked him. So we're each going to give a player from last season and a new player to the game this season that's available and who we tip for the coming season. And you can mock us for it mercilessly later on. And also tweet us your tips. So tweet us a player who was in the game last season. They could have been good or could have not performed. And a new player to the game, whether it be a promoted team or a new signing. So, Tom, kick us off, mate. Who's your existing player from last year that you think is going to come good this year?
Existing? I think Jack Wilshere.
Boom.
I think he's an absolute steal in that game. He's 6 million.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. 6 million.
Wow.
Walcott, to put it into perspective, is 9.
Both injury prone a little bit.
That's the thing. He is injury prone. But I mean, look what he did, you know, for England recently.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he scored like one of the greatest goals ever, you know, and all this shit. But,
and he smokes and stuff, so he's really cool.
And exactly. And, you know, he's a role model.
Yeah.
I guess at 6 million, it's not a disaster to have him on your bench.
Exactly.
But does he play? They rotate loads, don't they?
They do, but I think if he's fit, 100% he'll play.
I think he will play. And he's getting him in. It's going to be one of those where I think I'll find out after the first few games whether it is feasible to keep him in or if I'm going to.
Who was their first choice midfield then?
Oh, Christ.
Sanchez, to be fair, it's always Ozil.
So Sanchez and Ozil, they're going to play.
Cazorla, Ramsey,
yeah, usually.
But I mean, so you haven't even named him in the
He was always injured. I'd probably have Wilshere over Ramsey myself, but yeah, it's whether he comes off the bench and scores. Like, Walcott is worth having because it'll come off the bench and he'll score points.
Yeah, because if he's back from injury now.
Arteta's done. He started last season as captain.
He's practically
If you remember,
ambassador.
At this time last season, I was saying, Arteta's great because he's only 6
we
mil.
We were sat on a hill in Edinburgh.
Me and you, and I was saying that Arteta...
Just lying down, saying...
He actually had the armband, like. And he was only about 6.5 mil, and I thought, that's an absolute steal because he'll play a lot. He didn't get looking. Granted, he got injured, but even players like Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's probably not even worth sticking in because he don't play a lot. When he does play, he does sort of score a bit. And it's when they're in favour with Wenger is when you need to stick him in. That's all it is.
So he's your existing player tip. Who's your new player to the game tip?
Norwich's Houlihan.
Where's Houlihan? Yeah.
Where's Houlihan? Only because I gave you a little tip last.
I remember it.
I gave you a little tip last time. Basically, I have a little insider who is both a Newcastle and a Norwich fan.
Okay. Loses quite a lot of credibility as a
Quite. And I asked him any tips, any decent players, and he said, he mentioned Nathan Redmond at Norwich.
Yeah, winger. Yeah.
Said he's a quality young winger. And he said, he actually pointed out that he takes free kicks and corners. I don't know, I just realised if I should be divulging this information. It's fine.
Well, you are supposed to be.
That is what we do here. Yeah. Divulge someone else's information.
Yeah. I was going to say Redmond.
He's a good player.
He said Houlihan plays, and he says he plays just behind the strikers. Occasionally does play as a striker and gets most assists. He also mentioned Cameron Jerome, Bradley Johnson. Got 20 goals from left midfield last season.
I'm a big fan of Bradley Johnson. Yeah, he did all right when he was last in the Premiership. But you're going Houlihan. He's your tip then.
And he also once again stuck in the little thing we said there. If you remember the Newcastle player, Ronaldo Ahrens. Do you remember I mentioned him last
time? I remember
you mentioned
him and he didn't play a single minute.
He didn't, but he was injured. And he said, mark my words, this kid will be massive. So I'd like to say this, you know, and make it sound like it was me, because you'll forget that I got this information.
Yeah.
Ahrens from Newcastle
massive. We'll write it on the back of your Spurs.
So basically, your one pick is the entire Norwich team.
No, random guy. I went for Houlihan.
Norwich are one of the last time they were in the Premiership, apart from playing Liverpool, who just dicked at the Suarez score goals constantly. they did that thing like Swansea did when they first came up, and they made Carrow Road a bit of a hard place to go.
Yeah.
And so I'm very tempted to have John Roddy as my sub keeper because he'll play every game and he's a keeper who plays and yeah. quite cheap, so I might do that. So my picks, a risky one for game time. Existing pick I'm going to go for a guy who came onto some form towards the end of last season. We started to see how good he is, and that's Adam Lallana.
Really?
Yeah, only because...
What happened to him last season, really?
He had a bit of an injury, and just Liverpool were poor. But then, again, another one. When he's played for England, the pundits constantly rave about him, how un-English he is in his play. And I just think, I love Coutinho. I think he's one of my favourite players to watch in the Premiership. But I just think Lallana's... He wasn't signed there to make up the numbers. He's a first-team player. He's an England international. And I think he's going to be great.
I tell you what, he's played so little. I can't even remember what position he plays.
Well, sometimes he plays in the front three and sometimes he plays in the middle three. So he kind of... He's an attacking midfielder.
But I thought he was like a fucking left back.
He's a creative playmaker, Adam Lallana.
But is he the guy... Did they sign a left back from Southampton?
They signed Klein. And they obviously signed Lovren.
Yeah, yeah.
Second most picked person in the entire game, Klein.
Yeah, but...
This year or last year?
This year.
Oh, wow. And then my new player is Ayew at Swansea.
Yeah.
Over from France. I know Babafeti Gomez didn't go great, but Swansea rarely get those big money signings, those big signings wrong. You know, Wilfred Bonny, Michu. He's listed as a midfielder in the game. He's 7 million, and he quite often plays up front, and his goal return was very good in France. So, Ayew is going to be my one that I'm going to have in my
lineup. That's a good pick.
And I think he's going to be under 6, under 7% picks.
It's nice to get those. Where the list is midfield, but as you play up front,
there's every chance he could play up front because they don't have an abundance of options up front.
Yeah.
And if the things aren't going well, I think I haven't seen lots of him, but his goal return's good. He's come from a decent side. Swansea pick their players quite wisely because they're on a limited budget, and it's 7 million. It's not cheap, but it's not pricey. So he's my pick. So Ash, sweet.
We mentioned them both during the show. I tried to steer the conversation away a little bit because I knew they were going to come up. My pick of players is such an obvious choice for me. Players from that were in it last season. It's got to be Tekkers. We just talked about it, unfortunately. Going to Liverpool.
Yeah.
I think depending how they go up, I think he's really good. Goals per game.
Do you think that's 20 goals?
Yeah. Assuming they play him and they don't spend loads of time trying to bed in their team and change their formation or whatever again. I think it's going
to
work.
You don't pay 32 million for a guy to sit. Liverpool don't pay 32 million for a guy to sit on the bench.
No, I think he'll do well, yeah. And then my one new one coming in is, I'm not sure, I still don't really know how you pronounce his name. Pryor? The guy West Ham got.
Oh, we talked a little
bit about him. Yeah, because we got him from France and he was there. I'm sure he got the leading amount of assists in league, last year. He got some crazy number and he also got something like he created the third amount of chances in all of football last year. Like something like 80 goal-scoring opportunities a game or some retarded figure. Like he's really good. In our pre-season friendlies, he's not played in the European ones, but in the pre-season friendlies, he's basically done the only person that's done anything. He's looked really good.
It's good that we use the word retarded in episode one as well. Because it's like a taboo. Let's just get it out of the way.
I think you're thinking of spastic.
Let's just...
We did use that. But that's why I stepped away from that.
Let's play special bingo.
Good job you didn't mention that.
Also, I always think if a new manager comes in and they sign players, they're their players. So.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he did.
Is he not a Bilic player?
I don't think anybody is.
Right.
I think they've got somebody who buys the players.
The DLS style.
Deals with it.
So there's some good tips there, and also some affordable ones in there. There's also always worth looking at the promoted sides, obviously. We'll talk about that in the next pod after the big charity shield, because obviously Bournemouth, Norwich and Watford have some players in there that got them promoted and whether they can stand the test of time in the Premiership. But that's pretty much all we've got time for the first pre-season pod of 2015-2016. But most importantly, follow us on Twitter at TheGaffertapes and you'll see our pin number there. Tweet us. You support a club and you've seen their friendlies. Who's good? Who's a good pick for 2015-2016 season? Also, tweet us your teams, your provisional teams. We'll be putting ours up pretty soon. And most importantly, join the league. So join the league, thefantasy.premierleague.com on the pin 142-755-38788. Join, get your mates involved, get your workmates involved, get your bloody parents involved.
Yeah,
I did last
why
year.
Not? You did, didn't
Phil
you?
And Helen, Phil and Helen Hazel
and
joined.
And they didn't get... And they didn't they come didn't last. Finish last.
And they didn't Bless come him. Last. But yeah, so get involved, get in the league, tweet us, and that's pretty much us for now. When we see speak to you next time, the charity shield will come on, and Tom will have decided how important it is, depending on whether Arsenal win or not, as they tend to do. Yeah. But that's all we've got time for now. So thank you very much. and goodbye.
Were you a bully at school?
No, of course not.
No? Did you get bullied?
No.
Too cool for that shit.
I was one of the cool cool cats.
Meow!
I was one of the cool kids, but no, I definitely didn't bully. I used to hate bullies. Bullying's the worst.
Hate bullying. Bullying and pedos, hate them.
Yeah, don't mind pedos.